Why has Mesa County declared a state of emergency?
We've declared a local emergency simply because the aftermath of the West Salt Creek mudslide has indicated that there's a large pool of water building up behind the main slide from runoff from the Mesa. And we're concerned about that because as it begins to grow behind this new earthen dam that's been built by nature, it has the potential to release a large body of water quickly if it breaks. So we are concerned about that as well as further slide activity as a result of this. And so we want to alert, obviously, the state and federal emergency management folks through this emergency declaration and make sure that they can help us assess those risks as we move into the next few days.
What's the risk to energy production and property in the area?
We're mainly focused on the risk to life and property in the area. Obviously, this is a mountainous area, and there's downstream concerns if there is a release of water.
I recall at Tuesday's press conference, Mesa County Sheriff Stan Hilke said the sheriff's office was working to set up an early alert system. What do you know about that?
I don't think it's anything more than human alert, although I heard also the sheriff speak about a reverse 911 system for both cell service and landline service. I believe that has been put in place or is being put in place at the present time. But beyond that, we don't have much available at this time.
And what are you seeking assistance-wise from the federal government?
From both the state level and the federal level, essentially expertise in the aftermath of mudslides, geological survey help, any help that can provide site of or on-site visual evidence to us that we can look at on a regular basis to see if there's movement or water buildup. Those are the types of things that we don't have the capability to do largely and ongoing. And, you know, there's also a concern that the water buildup coming off the Mesa and this main slide is all on Forest Service property. So there is a jurisdiction issue as far as where the concerns are in relation to where the Mesa County concerns are.
So how will that be resolved?
Simply through this emergency declaration, this gives us the authority and gives the federal and state levels the authority for us to work together officially. And then those things will be worked out between the agencies in agreements that will come forth from this emergency declaration.
Is the declaration a formal document yet?
From a procedural standpoint, state law gives the county executive, myself, the authority to declare an emergency so that we don't have to wait for an elected body to get together to do that. We will ratify it. The county board of commissioners will ratify it on Monday at their regular board meeting, but it is in effect.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
That was Mesa County Administrator Tom Fisher. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.